Roll here.
World's Coach. On fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So, you know, we often come in here and we play that something's happening here, what it is, ain't exactly. I want to play that today, although I wasn't really ready to do that. Communion, get ready for communion. Joe got up bright and early for us to walk us through communion. A lot going on, man. Lot going on, and I'm going to try to do my best to try to give you an overview of. Let me ask you something out there. Why don't we believe in the supernatural? Randy, are you in here? Is Randy in here? Randy will be in there. If he's not, that's okay too. I don't keep attendance here. Say, well, he wasn't in
I'm
there.
Here,
okay, right, Randy. When are we going to come to the realization that what you have been doing, you and Craig and others and the staking, when are we going to come to the realization, Randy, that this is causing some of this upheaval that we see? Do you agree with that, Randy?
Absolutely.
This isn't happening by happenstance. Folks, you would not believe. I don't even know how to explain this to you. The connections that are supernaturally being made from this seat where I sit. I couldn't do it. If I got on the phone and called 100 people to try to get connections with some of the things that are going on, I couldn't do it. And I attribute it directly to the fact that we are standing on God's word. He says, go, and we go. He says, speak, and we speak. He says, put your foot on it, we put our foot on it. And when we do it and we're obedient to what he tells us to do, then we act like we're shocked when something happens. And I'm telling you, we are just getting started. Oh, I got some good stuff for you this morning. I spoke to Dr. Fauci. I got that stuck in my head. Dr. Corsi this morning. Michelle gave me all kinds. Onyang, she gave me all kinds of. She said, quick calling him. I don't mean to call you. Hey, Dr. Corsi, I don't mean to call you Dr. Fauci. Sorry, it is what it is. I spoke to him already this morning. He put in a long, long day yesterday. A lot of stuff happening. And how we ended up in the middle of this, I don't know, but I'm glad to be in the middle of it. And I'm sorry that over the last week, I'm not sorry. I am not sorry that over the last week, this has been the focus of it. Because if you do not understand that we are at the heart of liberty in America right now, in this next election, folks, if we allow this next election to be stolen, I don't know if we'll get it back. And I got a lot of other evidence. I could show you what the Chinese are trying to do and how they're trying to infiltrate. And they're buying property and they're making alliances. And there's a lot of stuff going on, all right? A lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about some of that this morning. And this is very, very important. So I'm going to say, Joe, I'm sorry. Hang on. Bear with me a second. This is important. We have made changes on Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live is now, Johnny, I think I sent you that, didn't I? Is now going to be held at the number two, the Cherry Valley Hotel. We did it for several different reasons. One of them being security. Security. So we were able to secure a room that's going to hold, I don't know, 50, 100 people. I don't know how many. It doesn't matter. West of Newark, downtown Newark. The Cherry Valley Lodge. Now we'll put that in the chat if you can, Johnny. I think it is John. I didn't see who it was. Stick it in there for us, John. So it's going to be 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock Saturday night. Friends, do me a favor. Bring a friend. Bring a friend. And understand that this is. You do know, don't you, that the Luciferians have done everything they can to convince you that stolen elections were a made up thing. Donald Trump was just pouting. It was all just a they've done everything that they can for 4 years. And now we are finally on the verge of evidence that there's something to it. I'm going to show you some of that here in a minute. But I'm going to shut up for a second. Cherry Valley Lodge. Look at me. It's free. All right. It is free. Bring somebody with you. Tell everybody you know, bring somebody with you. Because this is going to have to become a grassroots thing. We've already poked a hole in the balloon. We've already poked a hole in it. We got to keep poking. Okay, coach, you calm down. Joe, come on in, brother. Thank you for getting up. Folks, we do this every Friday. Jesus said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. This is what it's all about. This little wafer, this blood sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on Calvary. It's what this whole thing is about, friends. Don't ever, ever make light of Jesus himself directly taking part in the first communion, being part of it, and telling his disciples to do this, because there's a unifying power that occurs when brothers and sisters come together in unity. I believe that. And that's what it is. And it also tells us this. Hang on, Joe. I'm sorry. To examine yourself. Hey, folks, are you looking at me? You can't be living a sinful lifestyle and have the power of God in your life. I'm sorry. You can't be shacking up with your girlfriend. I'm just telling you. You can't be shacking up with your girlfriend and expecting God to bless it. It don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And I'm not just talking about shacking up, other things going on in your life. You can't be a crook in your business and ask God to bless it. You can't do that, friends. And at some point, some of you guys are going to reach the crucible where you're going to have to make a decision. Are you all in or not? Are you all in? Because the Bible tells us that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear for the things that are coming upon the earth. And if you ain't all in, if you're dragging spiritual baggage with you, it will weigh you down. I'm giving you fair warning of that. Restore relationships. Work to restore relationships with your children, with your spouse, with your friends. Work to restore them. Listen, also work to get rid of some of them. Some of them are spiritual baggage. You've done all you could. You've done all you could. Stop hammering them. Stop it. Kick the dust. Bible says, kick the dust off your feet. Jesus said that now, friends. Huh? Oh, yeah. If those people, some of your friends are turning against you and all that, kick the dust off of your feet and move on. You are plugged into something they are not plugged into. They're trying to serve two gods. They're trying to serve. I'm preaching now. But I'm telling you the seriousness of it. Some of you need to disconnect from some things. Say, Coach, that sounded like a cult. Well, that was Jesus said to do it. Connect to him. Don't connect to me. Connect to Christ right where you live. Boy, Joe, I need four hours today. Let me tell you something else I want you to pray about just before we get into communion, because I'm going to be praying about this in communion. Today at, I think it's 1230, 1245. I can't remember what it is. Mike Lindell's Truth Social, Frank Speech, whatever that's called. I'm being interviewed today on that. I think it's 12. It doesn't matter. They called me after I did that prayer the other night. They called me. They're interviewing me and they're opening the door up for us to be able to broadcast on Frank's speech as well. So be in prayer about that, that God is expanding our footprint. He's expanding it, friends. We are right. And those who are coming against us are wrong. They don't see it. They're not necessarily evil, but they're wrong. They're wrong. And I pray every day that God would continue to open doors, not that I would be something famous, but that this message and this word would get out. Because when I was on Frank's speech the other day for like 13 or 14 minutes, you know what comes out of me. you've heard it, right? They were blown away. They're blown away because it's the masculine, unashamed of the gospel of the kingdom of God message that needs to be trumpeted, and it's not being trumpeted. The Lord's opening doors, folks. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, we are more than over the target, Coach.
We are for sure, brother.
We are taking fire. but they're going down. And no, this isn't the. This is the second reading. Good. Here we are. Thank you. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
Amen.
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth Amen. Life unto the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Praise God.
But I said unto you that ye have also have seen me and believe not.
Isn't that the truth, huh? They didn't even believe it.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast down. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me.
Thank you, Lord. That's me. Is that you?
And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all of which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
Amen.
And this, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
See, folks, everlasting life means there's life. This is we're in a flesh body. We're going to come out of this body into a new realm. You ain't never going to die. Do you understand the magnitude of that? You're never going to die. You'll leave your body. You'll leave this world, but you ain't never going to die. Everlasting life. Wow. Wow. Go, Joe.
Dearly Father, we come to you again with gratitude in our hearts. Gratitude that our lungs are full, our hearts are beating, and that we're permitted here again today to meet again on the in this unconventional congregation, this church of brothers and sisters from around this country and parts of the world. And we are so grateful you are in us, Lord. For we know that were you not in us, we would not be seeing the truth and knowing the truth when we see it. We know that this discernment comes from you, Lord, and we are grateful. And we also discern that we are winning and that you are here and that you, Lord, are in control. You are in this fight, and that you will not allow any weapon formed against us to prosper, because that is your word, and your word does not fall to the ground void.
Amen.
And Lord, we all of us here, we have things that are on our minds, on our hearts, whether it be family issues, whether it be finances, whether it be health, or other things, Lord. We ask that whatever is on people's hearts and troubling them, Lord, that with this meal that heals, that we all allow, have the faith enough to allow and receive your healing that you have for us, that you purchased for us. You purchased it. It's paid for, and we receive it, Lord. And we ask that you remind us every time we see or encounter somebody that we are your ambassador. Let them see you in us more and more every day. And teach us, Lord, to walk in the Spirit. Teach us, Lord, to hear your voice. And we ask that you bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was sacrificed for our sakes. We ask that you forgive us our transgressions as we look at ourselves before we come into your presence with communion. And thank you so much, Lord. Amen. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. But this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Joe, thanks for your faithfulness to get up and do this, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's a privilege, sir.
I know it is.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Paul Webb's got his hand up. Must be important. Come on in, Paul. Maybe not. Again, okay.
Sorry, hey, folks. Coach. Accidentally hit the button.
Okay, buddy. That's all right. Again, folks, pull-up number 2, 6 to 8 o'clock, Cherry Valley Hotel, Newark. Between Newark and Granville, Saturday night live, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We'll be inside. We'll have security. It'll all be good. It was pretty amazing, was it not? Did you guys sense the spiritual interference in the show yesterday? I mean, it was palpable, wasn't it? We're really over the target. We really, really are over the target. And I want to show you something here. I got a lot of good stuff here, but I'm going to open it up because I want to hear from you, Randy, first of all. Hang on a minute. But folks, look. The bubble is breaking. Bring up number one. Ohio election officials. This came out last night. Ohio election officials find more than 1,000 cases of people who may have voted without citizenship. Friends, this is not what Dr. Corsi has been alerting them to. This is another hole in the dike. That the Secretary of State has referred it now to the Attorney General to do the investigation that maybe, you think, maybe some people voted who were not citizens. This is just another crack in the dike, friends. This is another crack. Now, why would this be? Well, have we been prayer walking courts, state houses? Is this just a coincidence? Is this kind of stuff would be happening? Scroll down here a little bit on this article. Make it a little bit bigger. Ohio's top election official says his office is turning over evidence of non-citizen voting registration for possible prosecution. Folks, this has nothing to do with what Dr. Corsi is doing. This is a parallel thing that's going on. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose's office found 597. They actually have it now. 597 cases of people who registered to vote, even though they're not citizens, including 138 of them who appear to have cast a ballot while they lack citizenship, the office said on Wednesday. Woo, I'm goosebumping. Now, hang on. We got to become the wind. We have to become the wave, baby. Huh? We have to be the, we have to become that force that gets behind these elected officials and say, dig, baby, keep digging, keep digging, keep digging. We cannot sit back and let them do some kind of fake investigation and say, hey, we checked it out and it's all clean and it's all clear. And because they're going to steal the next election as well. Hang on. The office said it's turning over the evidence it has gathered to Dave Yost's. The findings come from an audit of Ohio's voter registration database. Remember that one they told us was clean? It was all clean. They did it. They checked it all out. And it was just a perfect clean election. Well, during that search, elections officials removed nearly 150,000 registrations LaRose says was abandoned or inactive. They found another 155,000 voters just on this one research, right? The announcement said it was the most extensive citizenship verification audit the Ohio Secretary of State of Office had ever done. And LaRose said, I am duty bound. Write that down. Underline that, Dr. Corsi. He's duty bound to make sure people who haven't yet earned citizenship in this country do not vote in our elections, our Secretary of State says.
Boom.
Now, hang on. We got to be careful, these scoundrels. We got to be careful, these scoundrels, because what Dr. Corsi has been telling us is this could all be a bait and switch, because this ain't how the election's being stolen. This isn't where it's being stolen. This is going on, but this isn't where it's real. So you understand how false flag pop up, but evidently something has caused the people in Columbus, Ohio, the elected officials to say, whoa, something's happening here. We better get our own investigation out. You with me? So this doesn't mean they're awake. This means they know there's a rumbling coming. We have to become that rumbling. Johnny, come on in.
Is this a possibility of them to use an excuse to delay the election?
who knows? See, what we need to do, we need to make sure that we go to what? In-person paper ballots. The way we are, the way my grandma and grandpa did it, right? That has to be the push behind all of this stuff. In-person paper ballots. Look, folks, man, something happening here. A lot going on. A lot going on. Would you do me a favor? Pull up number 4. God, I got so much I want to share with you today. Please, try to come if you can. Those of you locally, I don't expect you to drive in from Chicago or Detroit, although some people are. I don't expect you. People are asking me, is there a show today? Yeah, of course there's a show today. Yes. Yes. Behold, this is Jesus Christ, friends. Jesus Christ before his disciples. This is in Matthew chapter, is it 5? I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up. Matthew chapter 16, where is this? Matthew 10. Jesus Christ speaking to his disciples. By the way, he hadn't changed the plan because we're 2,000 years later. His modus operandi has not changed. And he said, behold, I send you, Jeff, now forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. But you better be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. Now, I have always struggled with that. Wise as a serpent? I would think it'd be wise as an owl, wouldn't it? Wise as a serpent? Yeah. Why? Because, dudes, you better begin to study and understand how the devil's team works. And until you figure out how the devil's team works, you're going to be at his mercy, dude. You better figure out what's going on, and you better be wise as that serpent, according to Jesus Christ himself, and harmless as doves. But beware of men. Hey, Vinny, I need a boom.
Boom.
Beware of men. See, the devil works through men. But beware of men. for they're going to deliver you up to J6 fake judges, fake courts, governmental agencies. And then they're going to talk about you in their churches. Those people who are supposed to be on your side, they're going to desert you, and they're going to scourge you in your churches. Oh, yeah. You say, Coach, you got to read the Bible. It's playing out right in front of us. Well, how about this part of it? Huh? How about this part of it? And are you ready? Just a coincidence. You going to be brought before governors and kings. Randy, it's happening, isn't it? Is it happening or not? Are we being brought before governors and kings? And why are we being brought before governors and kings? All for his sake. Huh? Yeah, he orchestrated it. We're being brought before governors and kings for his sake. Why? Because we are his mouthpiece against them and the Gentiles. And the church has ran and hidden. We haven't been their mouthpiece. We won't go before governors and kings. We say we're not supposed to be involved in politics. Somebody say amen. So I got a friend out there. Somebody's getting a revelation right now that you've been lied to in your church. You have been lied to by your pastor. You've been lied to by big religion. Because why? Big religion is under the control of the Luciferians. I'm sorry.
Boom.
But when they deliver you up, not if. When they deliver you up, don't you worry about what you're going to say, bud. Because I'm going to speak through you. I'm right there in that same hour. Don't you worry about what you're going to say to them all. I'm going to say it for you, bud. Because it's not going to be you that speaks. But if you show up as my witness, it's going to be the Spirit of your Father. Wow. You understand how deep I'm goosebumping. Have any idea how deep that is? You get a chance to speak for God. And when you do that, your brother ain't going to like it. Pastor Billy Bob and Elder Jones aren't going to like it. But you're out there causing trouble, and now they're going to be poking around your church and investigating other things. And none of it would have happened. If you just kept your mouth shut, none of this would have happened. It's all your fault, Brother Henry. You're stirring up mess, huh? We just preach the gospel here. That's all we do. We don't get involved in politics. The hell Jesus told us to. And then what? Yeah, your Christian brother's going to deliver up his Christian brother. And the pastor's going to deliver up the children. Huh? The children of God, yep. And you know what's going to happen then? Why, those children are going to rise up against their parents. And those children are going to cause their parents to be put to death. And, by the way, those of you love, all you need is love, gospel people, you're going to be hated of all men. Hang on a minute. Somebody help me out here. Who's saying this? Who is saying this? Who is saying this?
Jesus.
And you shall be hated of all men for me. But you make it to the end, dude. You're going to be saved. But when they persecute you where you live, go to another town. Because I'm going to tell you this. You could go to all the cities in America. You won't be able to get them all done. The Son of Man's going to come. Because the disciple's not above the master, nor the servant above the Lord. If they killed the master, they're going to kill you too. It's not enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. Because if they had called the master, they called the master of the house the devil. That shall not be revealed. I'm sorry. How much more are they going to say that about you? Isn't this awesome? Isn't this awesome? When's the last time you heard this preached in your prissy pastor's pulpit? Fear them not. Because there's nothing covered that's not going to be revealed. Who's saying this again, Vinny? Who's saying this? The King of Kings, the guy who puts his word above his name? That guy's the one that's telling us this. Don't be afraid of him. For there's nothing hidden that will not be cut, nothing covered. That shall not be revealed. And nothing hid that shall not be made known. And what I tell you in the dark moments, in that quiet time, you get up and you go speak it in City Hall. I thought we're not supposed to be involved with politics. What you hear in the ear, you go on the rooftop and preach it. Don't be afraid of the ones that can kill your body, because they can't kill your soul. But dude, you better be afraid of the one who can kill your soul. You better be worried. That's the guy you ought to be trying to please. But the very hairs on your head are numbered. Hang on. Not counted. Numbered. God is so intimate with you through the Holy Spirit that he knows hair number 28 from hair number 2052. They're numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, because you're more value than any sparrow. And I promise you this, whosoever shall confess me before men, baby, I'm going to be right there at that judgment day. I got your back. Isn't that what it says? Does it say anywhere in there not to get involved with politics? But whosoever shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. And don't you dare think that I came to bring peace. No. I didn't come to bring peace. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Wow, huh?
Boom.
This is good stuff, man. They've been lying to you. Been lying to you in your church. Not all of them. Your pastor's been lying to you when he tells you that we're not supposed to mix religion and politics. He's been lying to you, friends. He's been denying Christ. Look, folks, you're the only way Christ gets his message out. You're the only way. Somebody's got to go and speak. You're going to trust Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell and whoever? You're going to let them be the ones going to speak? No, we got to go speak. We do. Said, well, the pastor said we're not supposed to be involved. Yeah, well, there you are. Well, that's a hiring. I'll get into that. I'm not going to get into it now. Wow. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to open it up. You better understand this one. They are setting you up. Kamala Harris is not popular in any way, shape, or form. And they're doing everything they can to make her appear popular so they can cheat. Do you get it? The polls come, oh, she's gaining momentum. Oh boy, all of a sudden everybody's loving her. She's not speaking anywhere. She's not doing anywhere. Ain't nothing going on. And everybody's loving her now. Oh my goodness, she's the first woman. Oh, first black woman. They're feeding you all this malarkey so that they can make the polls look like it's close so they can cheat. That's what this whole thing is about. And I could show you right now, I don't have it up in front of me. And now they're finding out, are you ready for this? That the pollsters are oversampling Democrats. Wow. So they're going to do a poll and they get, they interview 20 people and it should be 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats if it's going to be equal. But they go out and they're finding out, well, they're not doing that. They're doing 15 Democrats and 5 Republicans. So the polls are skewed. Why are the polls skewed? Because they're working for the devil. They're working for their father, the devil. Stop. You know, I understand the Democrats are just as wicked. You understand that. But the powers of be, whoever they would be, they're coming at it, man. Wow. Randy. So Randy, come in here. I'm opening it up now. Randy, come in here and tell us. Just give us a little overview of the staking, what you're doing, how simple it is. Friends, this obviously is working. Time out. Cherry Valley Lodge, Newark, Ohio, Saturday night, 6:00. Bring a friend. It's free. All right? Saturday night, 6:00. Say, Coach, I live an hour and a half. Yeah, I know. That's awful, isn't it? You know what we have? We've got... Are you ready for this one? Dave and Sherry Allison from Detroit, above Detroit, are going to drive over and pick Dr. Corsi up and drive him down here. And then someone else, and I'm not going to say who it is going to drive him back home. They care that much about it. Folks, the future of our country is in our hands right now. If we don't overthrow, look at me. It's obvious who the government, or New World Order, it's obvious who they want to be president. It's obvious who they want. So we got to make sure they don't get their guy. We got to make sure they don't get their guy. You say, well, I can't vote for Trump. Well, yeah, well, then you're going to get their guy. I saw somewhere today, Johnny, I don't know if you can find it or not. There was a meme, maybe it was on Facebook. 89% of media coverage is positive for Harris. 89%. 86% media coverage is negative for Trump. They are they're already doing election interference. Right now, they're already doing it, trying to convince you it's close so they can cheat at the end of it. Oh, but we're going to overcome that.
Coach, they are the false prophets of today.
They are.
That's what it is. They are the false prophets. So what did God do? He said, he sent Elijah, and he says, time for them to go. See, it wasn't about Elijah. It's about God's timing, Coach. We're in a time when the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to do something. Who's with me? Amen. So if you go read old Israel and read all their stories, you'll see that when the Spirit of the Lord came on the prophet, he would say, this is what God's doing. And the people who got on board with that, they were blessed, and they saw the change, and they did the work, and everybody else benefited. Okay, and the ones that didn't, they watched from the sidelines, and they were lazy and unfaithful and all that. That's okay. We're always going to have these people. But, Coach, look, we have to see the value in getting with the Holy Spirit and his sword. He's the one doing this operation. And if we can just understand that, then we can help. We can be a really big part of this.
Yeah.
So, Coach, I'm going on a vacation. I'm invited to a wedding in New Mexico. And I'm going, I'm going by all the courthouses way out there in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Let's work those as we go and as we come back, and it won't be real hard. Coach, it's because I see the value of what God's doing and the Spirit of God moving in this on this court thing. And, okay, if your thing isn't the courts, fine. Let it be something else, but you need to be obedient and go do what God is putting on your heart to do. Look at Craig. He drove all the way from his house to Chicago to put stuff in the ground before this convention. Coach,
it almost killed him. It almost killed him, Randy. It almost killed him.
Yeah, Coach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But now it's going to bring forth fruit in its due time. But we have to see that when God and the Holy Spirit and the prophetic word comes together, that it's changing things. And it's about us now coming into time and space with him. You know, if you see the anointing on what our brother Dr. Jerome is doing, and then you go, I want to help. Let me get in that. Okay, if God is doing that, Coach, and then you don't do anything, then it doesn't get done. But here's Dave and Sherry. They're going to go help this man get involved. And he's broken, Coach. They have ruined his life.
I heard it yesterday in his voice. Did you hear it in his voice yesterday, Randy? Did you hear it in his voice yesterday?
Yes, Coach. I wept for this guy. I prayed for this man. He's been so blackballed and blackmailed and everything that he's trying to do this out of his heart. He's wore out. He's mentally tired, Coach, and he's still doing it. To me, I don't care what I hear anger coming out of his mouth. I understand. He's hurting, you know. I feel him. So we got to get on this. This is the Spirit of God doing something. And if we can't see this, then shame on us, Coach.
Amen.
I see it.
We see it, our wounded, Randy. We're the only team that shoots our wounded. Huh?
Yeah.
Because Michelle said, God bless
you. Randy, amen. The Lord's not going to wait on us. It's going forward without us.
Without us. No.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I'm on board, Coach.
So on the screen right now, media gives Harris 84% positive coverage and Trump 89% negative coverage. By the way, Johnny, I'm going to send you a dollar. Good job finding this. Good job, right? There it is, friends. Now, let me ask yourself, who does the New World Order want? Who do they want? And we're over here arguing about whether or not our guy's pure enough, as if any of them are pure. I got to throw this in before I forget it. What a powerful prayer we had last night. I'm telling you, some of you guys are so growing in the Lord. I tell you this, I slept like I don't even want to say a rock. There was such a peace on me and Michelle when we went up and crawled in the sack last night. I'm telling you, next thing I knew, it was 5:15. I don't even know if I rolled over. It was so powerful last night. God, if we could just get it, if we could just understand it. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm all over. Trent, come on in.
Coach, you can't pay Johnny a dollar. He might get rich off of it. Come on now.
That's right. That's I didn't mean to make coach. Yeah, I didn't mean to feed that in the air. That's all right.
Yeah, he's working for the betterment of the group. You can't give him a dollar.
Hey, Trent, let me ask you something, dude. Do you think there's an anointing on Pass the Salt Ministries?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe there is, brother. Go ahead.
Well, Coach, this is it. We have a guy. I don't know how did you and Jerome Corsi rekindle right
Holy
now?
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
We have this doer that is, he's excited, Coach. He's right here. He came to the ministry. He needs doers. We got a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Let's move it forward. Let's help the guy.
That's right. Well, the door's open, man. There's a breach. Let's run in. Huh? Let's run in. David's mighty men. 300 of them. Let's run in. So we're going to put together. I know a lot of nefarious people are watching this. We're going to put together a plan.
A council, Coach.
And we're going to force an investigation. And you know what's going to happen? It's all going to be exposed. You know why it's all going to be exposed? Because Randy and Dave and Jeff and people have been prayer walking, pulling down strongholds, and the enemy is about to be exposed. Sorry if you don't believe it. I believe it. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. I'd like to give some positive results. Joe and I and a friend came over. We did the staking or the rock of the Ninth District Court of Appeals in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
I reviewed the listing cases, and they're coming more conservative. The Ninth District is the most radical thing, but they are changing. Praise the Lord.
Amen. King of Kings is in charge, right? It's the heart of man. The heart is like water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. You understand it, friends? You get the big picture? Jeff Nair is coming in, Jeff.
Hey, morning, Coach. Hey, just a little side note. At the lodge this Saturday, I don't know if anybody's thought of it. If it's a private room and somebody brings an HDMI cable, then he's going to be able to plug into the big screen TV that they'll have in that room. If he wants to show things on from his computer, I'm saying. Does that make sense? Oh.
Hey, Jeff. So I'm kind of helping with the hotel stuff. There is not a smart TV in that room, but we're working on the audio and visual for the meeting. So thanks for the recommendation.
Oh, okay. I go to a lot of different places similar to that, and we always have to bring our own cable. So.
Okay, thanks. No, thank you very much.
Everyone plow their row. That's the key. If you will be obedient and plow the road God's given you and just use your skill, your gift, and do something. This is, we're in the time of everything right here. This is, you got to see it. We got to stay with it. So it's just, when you get done today, look at everything you can do to be part of what God's doing. In everything you do, see God in everything you do. That was something, that's how I think about it.
So I've been kicked off the internet twice in the last 2 days. How often have you guys seen that happen here? Huh? Right? We're over the target, baby. We're over the target. Dave Allison, come on in. Or Sherry, you can come in too.
Hey, good morning, Coach. It's me. We were sitting at the fire last night after the prayer meeting and just taking in the ambiance of the peace. And we're listening to Chad. Chad stayed on. I don't know. All of a sudden, I dozed off at the fire.
It was like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, about 11 o'clock, we wake up, and I'm like, I think I hear Chad still talking. What? And my phone had not gone dead, the battery, right? So I bumble into the house, and I'm just, this is back to what you had said earlier about sleeping. And I'm tripping into the house. I'm like, I just can't wait to put my head on the pillow. And I'll tell you what, I'm always awake, you know, for your show in the morning. And it was 7:15. I have to repent and confess. But anyhow, 7:15, I finally open my eyes and go, oh, no, I'm late for Coach. But it was just so funny how well I slept.
Yeah,
I just slept so well, you know. And that was the whole point of the story. But praise God, you know, when I prayed last night, boy, the enemy was after me. Oh, just pressing me, you know, in my mind. But the Holy Spirit is so faithful to, you know, reassure you later, you know, in time, if you just meditate on him and ask him, you know, just show me why, you know, what is it that I didn't say right, or I didn't pray right, Lord, or, you know, what? And then, you know, this morning as you speak, I'm like, he's reaffirming to me. He's just affirming to me that, you know, the feet of the righteous are ordered by him.
Amen.
And he does give us the desire. Coach, everything you say and you do, if you like it or not, he's given you that desire to say it. That's because right. He gives us the desires of our heart. And so praise God. You know, thanks, Coach, for letting me share that. Yeah. Love you, man. All.
Folks, it was a powerful look. The prayer vigil is supposed to go 30, I tried to do it 30 minutes, right? I tried to keep it at 30 minutes. Spent an hour and 15 last night. And you know what really is cool? People are learning to pray the word. They're learning to pray the word.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
oh my goodness. If we could have had a picture of Satan, he's doing this. Ah! We're so winning. Laura Ann, come on in.
Good morning, y'all. What's super exciting is even though that the mainstream demonic media is already calling Harris president, they don't even call her vice president anymore. But what's really cool is that when we all came together, right, we're not just talking about it and gossiping and about it, saying, you know, there's this and there's that, and we're sharing all this information. We're praying about it, and we're going to the one who changes it. And we're praying. We're not only praying about what's happening here, but we're praying for each other, which is so an encouraging one another, which isn't happening anywhere else.
It's happening here, right? And again, yeah. God bless Mel, because Mel said, Coach, we can't hold this a Saturday night thing. We can't hold it out of my place. No security out there. It's not safe. Let's get us a hotel room. So that's what we've done. And come on, man. Tell everybody you know. The link is in, I think we got it in the chat. Put it in the chat where it's going to be and get there. And yes, we are going to try to stream it. We're going to try to stream it. It comes down to whether I can find the proper equipment. Forget what it is I'm looking for, but I'll try to find it. We'll try to stream it. And then I'm sorry because, you know, it's the weekend. Right, it's a weekend, so I won't be here to say, okay, tonight. Now, we do have prayer tonight. Maybe tonight I'll have some answers for you. Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. I just wanted to say about last night in the prayer vigil, when you posted that picture of that river going through Chicago,
yeah.
I don't know what body of water that is, but that had to have been, I thought, Photoshop. But there was one individual that mentioned that they do that on on different occasions. Does anybody know? I don't know, Coach, if you share with everybody right what here. That she was.
They dye the river green on St. Patrick's Day, but that was Photoshopped. But it represented what exactly the River Nile, right? Turning it, but it's the Chicago River that bleeds into the Lake Michigan.
And they are creating a river of blood at that convention, are they not, Lorraine? They murdered at least 50 children through abortion, a portable abortion. They are celebrating the killing of innocent
children.
Come on, man. Your friends are voting Democrat.
And Coach, like I said last night, Juan Elias, right, who's got in his church, have this huge ministry outside of the largest abortion mill in the city of Chicago. They literally are having 10 women an hour going into that, just the one clinic. And there's a whole bunch of them all over the city of Chicago and all over the state. So all these, so there's literally, and that picture is 1,000,000% on board. It turned the river red with the blood of innocents. And that's exactly what they think they're going to be able to do to every single Christian. And they can't, because we're covered in the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So listen, we're so brainwashed because somebody on, I saw a thing on Facebook of a Christian, a pro-choice Christian. Can somebody explain that to me? And so this stupid let me make this point. This stupid pro-choice Christian said, well, if you're not going to give, if you're so pro-life and you're not going to let women make their own choices about the baby in their womb, although they didn't need baby, well, then you can't be for the death penalty. I wanted to swear. In fact, I said, you dumb A. Death penalty people have been tried by a jury and have been found guilty. They're so freaking stupid, they can't even understand the difference between an innocent child and a mass murderer. They can't understand the difference.
Boom.
Christians!
I mean, that comparison is like the people in prison have a place to live and the homeless people don't. See how dumb that is?
It is so stupid. But that's the way why? Because it says in Scripture that if the trumpet blast is uncertain, who will go to war? And I got to tell you something. The trumpet blast in the church is confused and uncertain. And so there is no standard of morality in the church. If I was pastoring a church and somebody told me they were pro-choice, I would ask them to leave. Did you hear what I said? Are you a pastor out there?
Amen.
I would do a survey of my church. And if I found any pro-choice people in there, I would say, we love you, we pray for you, but you are not welcome here. That's how strongly folks, if you think two can walk together lest they agree, you believe the anointing of the Holy Spirit's going to come into a church where half the people in there want to kill babies? You're dumber than a rock. See, we don't understand the power of agreement. We don't understand these principles that the scriptures have taught us. That I can sit beside you and I can be for transgenderism and you're against it and we both serve the same God and raise our hands in worship. It's filth. It's stench. And the nostrils
Amen.
Are blown.
Amen, Coach.
And no, they won't. See, well, thank you, Randy. We're getting short on time. I'll get Jeff in here. Jeff and Keith. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, greetings, Coach. I like to say that there's the liberal, the left has infiltrated a lot of the churches, period.
Most of them. Yep.
Yeah, most of them. And they're not of God. I just don't call them Christians. They're liberal Christians, whatever. They are not Christians, period. They're of paganism.
They're self-identified, They identify as Christians, though, right?
Yeah, right. Right. So let's look at a bigger picture. The Democrat Party are practicing Astaroth and Moloch, killing the unborn, drowning the unborn, whatever which way. But they're not revealing what their heart is directly. It's with their lies and deception.
Let me jump in there, Jeff. This is important for me to say again. I am anti-baby murderers. Therefore, I will vote for the other team. I don't know how many times I can make that clear. All right? I will not vote baby murderers in office. I'm a Christian. Do I like the other guy? Well, I ain't voting for that. Well, Donald Trump, he's pro-life with exceptions. Yeah, ain't no exceptions over there. They're going to murder him whenever. They're going to get a bus and bring it in and murder him right at the convention. I ain't voting for that.
Yeah, I like to see that. I lived in northern Chicago for 14 years, and I get it. And I know what Laura is feeling. It's really intense. But they are worshiping pagan Roman gods.
Well, speaking of Romans, the Roman Catholic Church, half of them are voting Democrat. Maybe more than half of them. It used to be the position of the Pope, and it used to be that the pro-life movement was Catholic. No, it ain't. Catholics voting for Democrats, they get better jobs. Dale, come on in. I'm sorry, Keith, then Dale.
Abominable heretic.
Who, me?
No.
No, I know that. Can you believe that we are dumb enough to think that Kamala Harris is qualified to be president of the United States? That's how stupid we are. Dale, come on in. We lost you there, Dale. Craig.
I'm sorry, Coach.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, look, the past two or three nights, man, I've been spending it in the ER room. So we've missed your prayer, but I'm glad to hear everything went well. Coach, so, you know, when I confront some of these Democrats on this and you get to the issue of about abortion, they always want to use this. Well, there's a lot more issues on the ticket. And I look at them and say, but if you can't get this one right, you can't get any of them right. Because
Dale,
if
you don't stand up for those innocent ones, ain't going to be nobody standing up for you.
Absolutely, Coach. This right here, if we cannot understand, you are destroying of all things. And if there's a level of sin when you're murdering and destroying the image bearing of God, let me tell you what. He, of all of things he says of the children, it's of the children, does he say, woe unto you, it'd be better for you to have a millstone wrapped around your neck and cast into the depths of the ocean. He doesn't say that about any other sin, Coach. But he says it about that one.
He does, brother. He does.
Boom!
He does. Yep. And Catholics and Christians still out there voting for somebody. Friends, they have no exceptions. No exceptions in the murder of unborn children. None. It's their number one issue. And Christians are voting for them. And it's just as bad. Christians are staying home saying, well, I can't vote for either one of them. Oh, shake your head. Your eyes are stuck. Craig, come on in.
What we've missed is the movement of the hand of God in his mercy. It was a 50-year run from the federal government to allow abortion. And God brought that back in 50 years to get the opportunity for the people to repent. But the people haven't repented. They've gone forward, right?
That's
if you look at what's going on with the DNC and the
God's
church, people. Yes, the church is part of the people, right? So what was the DNC's number one voting platform? It was abortion, and it was emphasized. But my point being is that this is what the Lord has done. In his mercy, he said, I'm willing to forgive. But now we're in the Elijah story. It says, choose which God you will serve. Now, why Elijah's went in a 24-hour period, you know, maybe the Lord's given us a 24-month period or whatever, a 24-year, I don't know, for our nation. But the thing is choose who you will serve. That's where the Lord's at right now. Choose who you will serve.
That's where we are, man. That's who we are. Eileen, quickly.
Good morning. I didn't know if you had announced it, but the seven pro-life activists were all convicted
yes.
Last week.
Yep, waiting for sentencing. Yep.
Yep. But, oh, well, no, the judge did not even set a sentencing date because he is going to revisit the motion to dismiss on the conspiracy charge. Because, as you know, it was a Civil War era law that was enacted for the Ku Klux Klan against the new against the slaves with their freedom. So, but I did interview the Jewish attorney who represented Cal yesterday, and I said to him, you know, your closing statement when you talked about Jesus on the cross and sacrifice, that was really powerful.
Eileen, I gotta run. I'm not trying to catch you off here. Gotta run. Hey, prayer vigil tonight, 8 o'clock. Huh? We're winning. God bless you. See you tomorrow.